Trip After Party on the Power Trip Podcast Network.
All right. It's the 14th day of July, and it's 9:02, and this is the Power Trip After Party on the in the year 2020.
The After Party Podcast on the Power Trip Podcast Network.
That's right. I have some leftovers. By the way, a huge. Do you have any idea what the person's name is?
Greg.
Thank you, Greg, for bringing those Sweeto burritos back. I'm going to eat the living hell out of one of those today. Can't wait.
And he individually wrapped them in plastic bags so they wouldn't meet the demise of the other ones.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Think about the joy we would have had if we had thought of the same thing.
Yeah, I just don't understand why they specifically, based on the power of the Power Trip Morning Show, don't drive that truck over here and just park it for a weekend and print money.
Yeah, I think they're doing just fine, but I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, just drive it to...
Even for a marketing bit, right? Just just for a weekend of branding. And by the way, printing money.
Yes.
Like the Fratellis.
Yeah, like the Fratellis.
Yeah, like the Fratellis.
Absolutely.
Man.
All right. Former Defense Department staffer says world leaders need to investigate UFOs to learn whether they're a real threat. Luis Elizondo worked in the office of Undersecretary of Defense of Intelligence before leaving the agency nearly 3 years ago. He's now a director at a private agency pursuing evidence of unidentified flying objects. Elizondo says evaluating potential threats posed by UFOs should involve the collaboration of leaders around the world. He said it's impossible to say for sure that UFOs are harmless and that interest extends far beyond the U.S. What was the story you handed me this morning about the sun where somebody saw a UFO?
Somebody claims they saw a UFO that is 25 times larger than something. Hang on, I'll find
this.
Than
the Earth.
Yes. Yep.
Man, that's a big UFO.
That's a gigantic UFO.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot.
How many fucking people are on that thing?
Zero.
None. Probably no people.
Well, no, but aliens.
Except for the ones getting anally probed. Hey, that's, Zach, how you doing, buddy?
How do you know there aren't people? Because that's not how it works.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, something reminded me of you. I don't even know what it was.
Right here. Alien ship 25 times the size of Earth spotted exiting the sun.
Eggs were spotted exiting the sun?
Yeah, eggs did. Eggs over easy, bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm sure spaceships can survive the heat of a star.
Alien ships can.
I'm sure they have. Yep,
they figured maybe
out.
They can.
They can travel at the speed of light, and they can go in and out of stars. No
Anything's
doubt.
Possible, Neil deGrasse.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse.
The hell just happened over there? You okay?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I thought he fell
down. He's doing great.
He's eating a burrito.
I can smell it. What are you eating, a buff chick?
Goddamn right.
Yep, goddamn right. Grandpa Vernie.
Yeah, thanks.
And an Alaskan Airlines passenger, you mentioned this in headlines, I've got the rest of the story. Alaskan Airlines passengers facing charges after allegedly threatening to kill other passengers during a Seattle-Chicago flight. Port of Seattle police say flight 422 to Chicago was forced to return to SeaTac Airport Saturday afternoon after the male passenger started walking the aisle while yelling that he would kill everybody on board in the name of Jesus. A law enforcement officer who happened to be on board the flight helped subdue the man, along with flight crew and other passengers. No injuries were reported. Police arrested the man at SeaTac. A law enforcement officer who happened to be on board the flight. You think that was a, what do you call those?
Air marshal.
Probably,
yeah. Right. Because I guess they're on, like, a lot. You have no idea how often they're on the flight with you, which is cool, man.
Wasn't post 9/11, I thought every flight had to have one. Wasn't that the rule?
Oh, is that right? I don't know.
Yeah, but sure. Yeah.
I thought every single one.
That's a ton of air marshals, though.
Agreed, but I thought, for whatever reason, I thought post 9/11, every flight had somebody in civilian clothing undercover.
Hmm.
I don't know if that, maybe I misheard that 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. I don't know, but...
Hmm.
I thought it was the always. By the way, are you just trying to trigger me here? We're starting with UFOs, guys in the name of Jesus. What's next? You got a psychic story?
Jesus.
If I had one, I definitely would go with that now. But
I tweeted
I do not.
That shit over the weekend, that fucking idiot.
Which one?
Yeah, I saw that.
This mom, the gist of it is this mom had her kid die.
The what of it?
The gist. Gist of it.
Jit.
Jit. A mom had a kid die hopping trains. And she wondered whether or not it was an accident or if he was pushed.
Mm.
And, of course, this fucking moron, Matt Frazier.
The boxer?
Yep.
I guess he's UFC guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No, jumping Matt Frazier basically, talked to the kid and got it all worked out between him and the mom. And
come on.
Matt Frazier should fucking die. It's just that simple. Fucking idiot.
That's so shitty to do.
So when people are like, why are you so triggered by psychics? Like, why does it... Think of the fucking balls.
Come on.
It takes to talk to a parent of a dead kid and have the fucking balls to even remotely pretend that you're talking to that dead kid.
Yeah, that's awful.
And relaying that kid's thoughts and regrets and hopes and feelings to the mother. Go fuck yourself, fucking idiot.
That's awful.
God, I hate that shit so much. What a fucking liar.
It's just taking advantage of other people's misery.
Yeah, and she cried. You can see the video. She's crying the whole time. Yeah, which, clearly, she's not crying because she, you know, that Matt's hurting her. She's crying because she believes it. And you could argue all day long, and I get it. Well, if it makes her feel better, isn't there some worth to that? And I don't disagree with that, right? Why, I'll give you a, I haven't shared this yet, but I'll give you a quick discussion my dad and I had a couple times during my mom's cancer diagnosis. My mom was a little religious. I don't even know if I should say a little. She may have been more than a little religious, but she didn't push it on us or anything like that. And she got the terminal diagnosis, right? And she had like these rosary beads or some shit that at some point, like with my grandmother, her mom, had been like dipped in holy water or some shit, because my grandmother was more religious than my mom was. So at some point in the lifespan of those rosary beads or whatever, they had been dipped in holy water. My mom gets a terminal diagnosis, and she basically says, she said to me once, she was telling me the story about how she made sure that she got those back from Wisconsin, and she flat out basically said, she goes, I know you don't believe this, but it makes me feel better, and blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, go for it. Whatever makes you feel better, I don't care. And, you know, she almost hinted to me. She was like, I know deep down in the back of my mind, these are just fucking beads. I just dipped them in water. They were just dipped in water. But she told me that even, like, having them in her hands calmed her down a little bit. Like, it gave her this false hope that even though she rationally knew it was not helping, it just made her feel better. And my dad and I had private conversations, because my dad's more in my camp than her camp, over the 8 months that she was battling cancer, that's how I basically sum up religion, right? I don't think it makes any fucking sense, but it makes some people feel better. That's fine. Just don't push it on me, right? My mom knew the whole 8 months. Those weren't going to save her. It just made her feel better.
Right.
And same thing with this mom. I think it's fucking evil what he's doing. I really do. I think it's lying to a dead kid's mom. But for that moment, she thought, if she's gullible enough to think that she's talking to her kid, if it makes her feel better for the day, I don't give a shit in the big scheme of things. I just can't believe that shit's legal.
Because he profited off of it.
That's the thing is, well, maybe not. I don't know if it was. I don't know if that one was a viral bit or if she hired him. But that's the part that bugs me. Is it's not just somebody going, hey, just trust me, and I'm going to do this exchange for free. It's that these people make a shitload of money taking advantage of people that are weak and scared and desperate, and you're just preying on victims, man. That's the part that drives me nuts. If they were all doing it for free, I would still say this is bullshit, but it makes people feel better. He's charging people and lying to their face.
Well, that one guy has his own e-show.
Yeah, that... what's his name? Tyler Huck,
you
something?
Know his name.
I think it's Tyler something.
It's Tyler the Teacup.
Yeah, Tyler Henry. He got
Tyler
it.
The Teacup?
Yeah, Tyler the Teacup. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. He operates the ride at the Disney.
Oh. There's that lady from New Jersey that has the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Long Island Medium. Yeah, the Long Island Medium. Yeah. She's the biggest fake ever. I mean, you watch that show for 5 minutes because my wife's done it.
I prefer the
she
Long
has
Island
no
Extra
idea
Large.
What she's talking
yeah,
about.
Oh, yeah. How great are Long Islands?
Yeah, the money part is what gets it for me, too. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem if people did it for free. I actually interviewed some guys that were, quote-unquote, ghostbusters, ghost hunters.
And this is the best, by the way. Did you know about this?
I don't know
okay,
this story.
Check this
no,
out.
Go.
They would go into people's houses and, you know. They didn't charge people, though. So I'm like, whatever, it's cool. They showed me
these
sounds.
These are local guys?
Yeah, they're local guys. I was thinking, because one of my friends told me that in her hometown there's a whole Bigfoot hunting team. So I was like, there's got to be a bunch of other these teams out here in the Twin Cities. There's tons of ghost busting organizations in the Twin Cities. And I went to a whole convention of them, actually, one time. And, yeah, these guys, I went in kind of cynical, like you, like, you know, oh, hey, ghosts, what if they're not real, you know? And they stone cold. You could not convince them that ghosts were not real.
Of course not.
Like,
yeah, they're going to die on that hill.
Yeah, absolutely. They were showing me random sounds that were probably reversed in Pro Tools. And saying, look at that. We, I actually went to one of their exorcism things, and they told me that they heard a ghost, but it was right before I got there.
Oh, dude, tough break for you, Max.
But see, so I didn't have a problem with it, really, because they... I didn't believe in it, but they weren't charging people. That's not...
How do they make money, then?
They were just doing it in like their free time. That was some of them were time. Cops, okay, some of them were teachers.
Crazy.
And, yeah, but they were absolutely
committed. Did it cost to get into that convention?
No.
Oh.
It was, the convention was more like tips for people, like ghost hunting tips. And people were raising their hands in the audience and confessing. And one dude
that's got to be hilarious.
It was really
funny. It's got to be fascinating.
This dude said his wife, a ghost guided his wife's hand to do inappropriate things to him. And I was like, damn, dude, that's sad that you have to blame it on
a ghost.
Maybe your wife's just horny.
Horny ghost.
Yeah, Hawk, hire a ghost.
Man, I'd be scared, but I'd still get off.
Oh, my God, it's a ghost. There's ectoplasm everywhere.
And then the real problem is I can only get an erection when I'm scared.
God, what a great South Park bit.
That is a great one.
It is one of the best.
Oh, my God. There's ectoplasm.
It's up there with the Jeopardy one.
Yeah.
Or was it Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. The best. Yeah. I don't think I should say it.
People, when he says it, he throws his arms down.
Giant smile on his face.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. So, you have the whole club.
God, it's...
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to take a direct left turn, but there's a... I won't say his name, but a doctor who listens to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was hearing me talk about Anton Babinski this morning.
Yeah. Sauce's grandma has some of that.
Right.
I'm pretty sure she does.
This is fast. This is a real story, and obviously, I'm not telling anybody's name, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But listen to this. This is a patient of his for real. Anton Babinski is a rare form of vision deficit that is caused by damage to the occipital lobe, which is where your brain processes visual information. I worked with someone who developed it from a series of strokes to the occipital lobe. I can't say that word. Sorry. It is considered a form of cortical blindness, meaning you are blind because the brain cannot receive or process the information it's getting. However, the eye themselves, both of them still work. So they're bringing in information. It's just the brain can't process it, right?
Yeah.
When working on neuro and visual rehab with her, she had no awareness that she was not seeing. Even though it was 2 years ago, I remember wearing my light gray scrubs and asking her to describe me. With all the confidence in the world, she'd say I was wearing a dark blue blouse and had dark hair. I'm a blonde. She also would get up on her own in her own room. She would ignore bed alarms and walk into the walls and get mad at us saying we moved her furniture. Over time, with healing in the brain and rehab, she improved to the point she could see but only process one thing at a time. So she could see me during a rehab session, but would not be able to see anything else in the room.
How do you rehab that?
Your brain repairs itself like you wouldn't believe. It's incredible. So she wouldn't see anybody else in the room. She could only see one of us at a time or only one part of an activity that she was working on. And then the doctor gives me some other books to read. I said, sorry for the long email, but I'm fascinated by this stuff, and I'm glad you are too. I am. There was a story about... this guy in the book, this guy who just a normal dude, and he went in for some kind of checkup because he was going to have something done with his nose, nasal surgery, something like that. And they found out he had a tumor that was almost the size of his entire brain, and it had been there since he was a baby.
Whoa.
But he operated normally because his brain had rewired itself to live in its current state. And your brain can do that. That's what they told us when my dad had his issues and is still having with his brain. Said, give him time. The brain rewires itself. It's a fascinating thing, but it does happen.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golly.
But imagine this lady, because her eyes are working, but her brain can't process it. She thinks she's seeing.
Right. Yeah.
And she's pissed because she's like, why would you move my furniture?
But again, I'm trying to comprehend what does she think she's seeing
if
her brain isn't processing what she's seeing. Because if you're walking right into walls, you're not seeing anything.
Right.
Wow.
Right. I know.
So what does she think she's... That's just on. It's even that's like Inception, so man. It's trippy.
Yeah,
trying to figure out what layer she's in.
I was doing this with Saucy this morning, and I'm not great at it.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
But this is really neat, and I hope you guys can do it. I have a hard time with it because my one eye is blind. But whichever eye you want to use, mm-hmm. close that the other eye. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then the eye that is open, that same hand. So if your left eye is open, your left hand.
Yep.
Put your thumb up as far out as you can get it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Take it all the way over to the side of your vision. Then find a spot directly in front of you. Don't change where you're looking. Find a place right in front of you. And then bring your thumb around very slowly. But don't look at your thumb. Look at the same place. There's going to be a spot at about 15 degrees where your thumb disappears. But don't take your eye off the spot. Keep your eye there. And just notice when your thumb disappears. About 15 degrees. It takes a couple of times for it to for you to figure it out.
Yet.
And you have to do it real slow.
Mine did this morning. It was unbelievable.
The trick is to not take your eye off the spot. It's really hard to concentrate on what you're not looking at.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
See that?
I got it.
That's your blind spot.
Weird.
Now,
I'm even moving my thumb and I
can't
see it.
And you cannot see it.
What the fuck is this?
Your optical nerve.
That is the craziest shit I've ever seen. And by the way, it's almost like it's peeking around a corner.
Exactly, dude.
Because if I poke it to the side, I can see it. But if I poke it straight up like this, it disappears. That is so trippy.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Whoa.
Now, that is because your optical nerve is on the back of your eye, and it blocks part of your vision.
Dude, I've never seen that before.
Check this shit out,
dude.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
the reason
insane.
You've never noticed before is because your brain fills in the blank.
Yeah,
literally
fills
in the blank.
Wow.
That's insane.
It's always there at all times.
Zach's been doing it for 10 minutes now.
And you can't do it, right? It's hard.
Yeah.
I don't have any blind spots.
Oh, really? You don't have an
optical nerve? It's almost like doing a magic eye. You just got to stare at one spot.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And I didn't get it on my first pass, but my second pass, that tripped me out.
Yeah. It's weird how your brain can fill that shit in.
And 15 degrees off is almost exactly the right number.
Yeah.
It's just slightly off to the right if you're using your right hand.
Did you see it, Matt?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be about...
You got it now?
Yeah, I got it. I can see the rest of the tripod, even though I know my...
Now put your thumb sideways. Put your thumb sideways.
Yeah.
And it like peeks out around the corner.
Oh, that's so weird.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
It's super crazy.
Because again, there's the microphone arm right there.
Yeah.
That my thumb is blocking... But when it's like this, it fills it in. That's so
fucked. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just saw it.
Max is tripping out.
It's fucking weird, man, right?
That is pretty wow.
incredible.
Weird,
cool experiment.
That's like that little trick they teach you at camp as a kid when you stare at someone's face for 10 seconds and then it disappears. Like if it's dark enough, if you stare at someone's face long enough, it will disappear if you don't blink.
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't know if it works in the light, but...
I've never heard that one before.
Just turn the lights off.
Like it'll just straight up.
My guess
like
is
just
not dark
vanish.
Enough in there. Yeah.
Fuck, it got light. What happened?
Yeah,
exactly. Turn the lights back
on. Here's something
crazy.
Else. You guys, if you look, and this happens all the time, but like especially if you look at the blue sky and you see white things float through your vision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what those are?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fireflies, Owl City.
Do you know what they are for real?
No.
They're white blood cells.
Oh, really?
White blood cells are bigger than red blood cells, and they're big enough that you can see them. Float across your vision.
Can we go full circle here?
Yeah.
Think about what we're saying accidentally.
Man?
Yeah.
The most logical explanation for ghosts, aliens,
I know.
All of these fucking things where people are like, I saw a ghost. You didn't, you think you saw it. You probably believe that you saw it.
Your brain saw it.
Yeah, your brain, Kathy and Jeff Manis who work here, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, shocking, I was ripping ghosts on the air, and Jeff came up to me after the show and was like, then explain how I saw a ghost. Kathy and I saw it. He was sitting at the edge of our bed, and I go, first, I wasn't fucking there. I don't know how to break down what ghost
Are you sure
saw.
You weren't there?
Are you sure you weren't fucking there?
But I said to Jeff, I go, I don't have to disprove your ghost. I wasn't there. All I know is the most likely scenario is you thought, man, by the way, if you talk to Jeff or Kathy, they both are convinced
100%.
They saw it. Neither one of them are liars.
I totally believe it. Yeah.
The same thing you and your family when you were little.
For sure, yep.
I'm not doubting any of you. I don't think you guys are making it up. You are convinced that something was there. I'm just saying this is the most likely scenario, is that your brain tripped out, and it is that reverse confirmation bias. It's, well, I've heard ghosts are things. I'm pretty sure I just saw one. I saw one! And then it's locked into your brain.
But how did two people see it at the same time?
Great question.
And how does their brains both project that?
Yeah. Great.
That's what I want to know.
It's a super good point, but again, I don't have to disprove it. They have to prove it. But I agree. It's even weirder if multiple people think they saw the same thing.
Because when you have conferences, when you have this many people that supposedly see, I mean, I guess there are a shit ton of crazy people out there, but it just is a little weird that there's like people that we respect and know that claim that they saw it, and it's like,
well, how about this? Let's go back to last week. Initials, AA.
Yeah.
For alien abduction, that Soss got. Clue three or four. Well, clues three and four, because I had to do some research, obviously, on alien abduction for those clues. They're saying that overwhelmingly the consensus is that they think sleep paralysis is almost always the cause for a alien abduction claim.
Wow.
It's that you're
unable to move.
You are so convinced that you are locked into an alien abduction because your brain is tripping out and you're frozen. And then they also, the clue four, I think, was false memory syndrome, where whatever experience it was, whether you were in and out of sleep or consciousness, that you have something that hits your brain, and then by the time you come to, you are convinced that's where you were. So that's why they're going to die on that hill. They're going to say, no, I was abducted by aliens. I got probed. And of course, everybody's story matches up because they've heard 5,000 other people that have said the same thing. So they are like falsely remembering something that never happened to them.
Yeah.
They're like implanting other memories of things that they've heard into what is most likely just sleep paralysis. It's crazy.
Right. You should watch the Unsolved Mysteries one.
About the alien
third
abduction.
Episode. Because there's like a couple of things where you're like, have you guys all collaborated your story? But there are a few moments where it's not just like,
it's just a very strange coincidence.
It's a really weird story. You should watch it. It's pretty good.
Is that the only one worth watching?
Yeah, you watched the first one, right? The
third, you didn't like it?
No,
I know this is dumb. It's a stupid take, and it's so. But I hate that they're unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, you want
I need the fuckers to be solved.
Everything we want. Yeah. So the third one is about
update.
This family that goes missing. That's fucking terrifying over in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
The alien one. I'd watch those two.
Okay,
and you'll go, holy fuck. Mm. There are a bunch of scenes in them where you're just kind of like, that's uncomfortable, but yeah.
Sure.
I'd give those a whirl.
Zach.
Quick question. Aren't all mysteries unsolved?
Until they're not mysteries anymore.
Yeah,
mysteries
anymore.
That's
true.
That's a good point.
So,
it's
kind of oxymoronic.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's
God
good.
Bless.
Yeah.
Former mysteries.
Yeah.
Back to your burrito.
Previous mysteries.
Yeah.
That just, the Unsolved Mysteries reminds me, did you guys ever watch America's Most Wanted?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like when they would have the update, sometimes they had reenactments and they'd be like,
yeah,
we caught this person. And other times they'd be like, this guy could be anywhere from Texas to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm in a state. Great,
wasn't that show started because the guy's kid was taken at
John
a mall?
Yeah, he got beheaded. The kid got beheaded.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yikes.
Speaking of that, there's a whole section of
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Keyword.
There's a whole section about beheadings and how, there were, you know, obviously at the end of, I think, the 1800s in France, they were just cutting people's fucking heads off all the time, right? But I think it's Mary, Queen of Scots. One of the wives, it took three whacks with the axe to get her head off.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, he said it didn't happen easy like you think it does all the time. It's not easy to get a head detached from a fucking body.
Whoa.
And she didn't have, you know, she was a dainty woman. It took forever. But they did a bunch of experiments because they were cutting people's heads off so much. And, people were convinced they'd raise the heads up, you know, to show it to the crowd, and that the people were still alive for a couple of seconds. And so
their eyes twitched,
because their eyes would twitch, or they would look around sometimes. Even that's what. But the research all showed that wasn't true at all. That it was just it did happen, it was a nervous reaction, you know.
So when ISIS was first a thing, and there were a couple of those videos that went viral of them like cutting people's throats and beheading them.
Yeah, fuck, man.
Right. Yeah. It's those are images I will never get out of my head. The only thing that runs through my brain when I watched that video, the only thing that ran through my brain when I watched that video is, how far into that knifing do you truly, is it over for you?
Like,
because clearly with my history, I will pass out if my knee hits the laundry machine.
Right.
You know, the first time the blade goes into my neck, am I just out like a surgery? Like, do I pass out and it's over? And sure, it's going to take them 30 seconds to cut my head off, but am I already out, or am I going to feel every second of those 30
that's
seconds?
A great point.
That's because theoretically, once I'm out, do whatever you want. You're killing me either way. But I have no idea because they don't really move.
No.
No.
It's because they pull their head back. And you would think they're flopping and squirming like a fish on a dock, but they don't even really move that much.
Yeah.
So are they already out within the first second or two? I don't know.
Man,
it's gross to think about, though.
Yeah.
I was telling Max this off the air. There's so much about, I mean, I'm loving this book, obviously, because I talk about it every day now, so I apologize about that. But I think it's fucking fascinating. But it also is scary because there's so much shit, man.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, the amount of people that they have found who are in a coma but conscious. They're in there.
Oh, Jesus. They hear everybody.
They started monitoring brain waves just randomly to find out, and they could tell when somebody, when you said their name, that somebody heard you say their name.
My God.
You know?
But you just can't, it's like horrible sleep around.
It's like that goddamn Metallica song.
You're one.
You're just in there, right? No. What a prison. What a
that
torture.
Sucks.
Nightmare. Yeah, I mean.
Yucky.
I just think this goes for, I assume, for animals as well, right? Like, when I black out, I assume it's my body just hitting the reset button. Like, I don't like this. We're shutting down.
Right.
It's almost like your brain is in fight or flight syndrome or mode, I should say.
Yeah, right.
So I wonder if, like, in a beheading situation, if that's what happens. If your brain is on absolute fear overload.
Right. I would assume,
and you go out almost immediately. Just because your brain's saying, this is the most pain possible.
Right.
And you just flat out short circuit.
Right.
Yeah.
Or what if it's the opposite?
I don't want to think that it's the opposite. Right. I want to be out immediately.
Well, sure, I've seen some cartel ones that were, you could tell that people were still
struggling.
Like, yeah, when those videos used to come out all the time.
Yeah, that's why my buddy likes watching it.
I watched one and I'll never watch them again.
No,
once you see it, you just can't unwatch it.
You'll never forget them.
No.
Yeah, you can't.
There used to be like a pretty much a YouTube for that, like a whole website that was
like Rotten.com back in the day.
Yeah,
you could hear disgusting. Breathing through it. And stuff.
Yeah,
it's
can you imagine being? I mean, it's one thing to imagine being the person it's happening to. I can't imagine being somebody who could do that to somebody.
I know,
or just stand there and watch it.
Yeah,
either one.
How about you're fifth in line?
Right.
Because if you're first, at least by the time you realize, wow, they're truly going through with this, maybe the knife goes in, you pass out, and you don't even really have time to, like, consciously understand what's happening.
Right.
If they're killing eight of you and you're number five, you got to watch four heads get cut off. And you know you're next. They're not changing their mind halfway through, right? You're not getting the call going, oh, shit, we weren't supposed to kill four?
Man, it's just terrible,
man. Guys got lucky. If that phone call hadn't come, we were going to cut your heads off. Right, they're cutting all eight of people's heads off, and you're next.
Back in the truck, yeah.
You got 3 minutes to sit there and watch those heads fall off, and you're next.
I can't imagine.
What a fucking nightmare.
I mean, there's a handful of things that I can't imagine, sadly, that would get me to the point where I'd be willing to do that to somebody.
Sure.
But I don't even know if that's true, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You probably couldn't, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure.
You probably punch the shit out of him, but to actually
probably,
cut a head off?
I could probably beat him with a ball bat, you know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe not even that.
Maybe not even that. Maybe not.
Maybe you hit him once and feel bad because you knocked the shit out of their skull.
Right.
I think you're right. I think there's a different wiring to cut somebody's head off. You have to be mostly insane.
You have to be, no pun intended, cutthroat.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just so personal, too.
Yeah,
like, I feel like anyone could shoot someone from far away. You've got to be close to them.
Yeah. You got to look at
feel their life leave their body.
Yeah.
Wow, what a weird podcast this was.
Where'd it go, Zach?
From ghosts to brains to beheadings. What just happened?
Yeah, that's weird, man. Let me think of one good thing to cleanse your palate with from this book before we end here. Let me think of something cool. Hold on. Stay with me for a second. I promise it's going to be good. I told you about the blue sky thing. Capillaries, I'll tell you that. Hold on. Let me stay with me now. Okay, here you go. And maybe you guys did know this, but I did not know this. You know, the thing we were talking about the other day with getting on the planes using your eyeballs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Like retinal scan.
Yeah, retinal scan. Yeah. The iris of your eye looks like a neat ring, right? It encircles the pupil. It's the colored part around your eye, and then you have the white part outside of that.
Yep.
But if you were to look closely enough, you'd see it's a riot of spots, wedges, and spokes. And those patterns in your eye are completely unique 100% to you, and that's why it's like a fingerprint, and they use the optical scan.
Jeez.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. It's unlike anybody else's on the planet. That's why the optical scan works at security.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, man. We're a goddamn miracle. We're a miracle. We're an unexplained miracle. There's no there's no reason. The one point at the beginning of the book is he said scientists can tell you exactly what makes up a human body. They could give you everything that makes up a human body, but they could never make consciousness. And that's the miracle.
Mm. What's the book called?
It's called The Body. It's by Bill Bryson. It's fucking fascinating.
I wonder if they've done similar studies with like dolphins or chimps, because if they're that smart, but not on our level.
Yeah, right.
Like, I wonder how much consciousness a dolphin has.
It's a great question.
It's a really good question.
But how, and how would you find out?
Right, because primates do, right?
Right.
We're not that far off from chimps. So it's like, right. We have similar ancestors.
Right.
I would understand why chimps or gorillas or some shit, orangutans have some kind of consciousness. But it would be super fascinating if it was a non-primate and dolphins truly, like, understood their place in the world.
Right.
I doubt they do. I would guess that they don't. I don't know.
If you guys seen the documentary Blackfish.
Yeah.
Long time. I remember in Blackfish, they said that killer whales or whatever experienced more, like a wider range of emotions than humans did.
Mm.
So that's just, you know, there's got to be some type of consciousness.
That's too sad. I can't watch
that.
Fuck that.
You'll think about it all week.
But that was the craziest thing about Tiger King, right? We brought up Blackfish 3 or 4 times going, and I think Ben was the first one to even say it on the morning show, that everybody was so fascinated by Joe Exotic and that bitch Carol Baskin that we lost track of how shitty the animals are being treated. You watch Blackfish and you want to tear SeaWorld to the ground.
Oh, absolutely.
People were so fascinated with Baskin and Joe Exotic that nobody was being like, shut those zoos down.
Yeah, right.
Get those tigers back to the wild. Like, the reaction for the animals was so small because the people were such freaks.
Yeah.
But you watch those videos, and when it was all in the mud, and there's like 200 tigers just doing laps because they're bored out of their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Like, this is a prison. Well, they're not having fun.
And then in the one episode where he burned down his shed
to kill all the alligators,
he was at a wedding.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Crocs
and they're like, they basically just boiled alive.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Let me tell you one thing that you've never thought of before either, okay? You obviously know you have taste buds on your tongue. But your tongue is fucking fascinating as well, because not only can it tell you if something tastes good or bad and tell you whether or not something is rotten so you don't swallow it,
mm-hmm.
but can also feel whether or not what you're chewing is hard and rough or whether it's smooth so you know when to swallow it.
Jesus.
That's fucking fascinating,
yeah. That's fascinating.
Go time.
Fucking fascinating, right?
And that sounds – my guess is that's a simple – evolutionary mutation, right? Where the ones that were surviving were the ones that had tongues that were more capable of doing that. Because
correct.
The ones that weren't were swallowing shit they shouldn't have been swallowing or not ready to be swallowed.
What's the stuff on your teeth?
Enamel.
Enamel. Hardest substance in your body is the enamel on your teeth. It's a very a thin layer, but the example he used to prove it, and he said this, and I thought, man, that's true. He said, take a bunch of ice and lay it on the table and punch it with your fist to the point where you can break it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how bad that would hurt.
Sure. But
put it in your mouth and
easily.
Chew it. Don't even fucking, it doesn't matter.
That's a great
easy.
Point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
And by the way, a chimp, and I'm going to tell you the wrong number, so I almost hesitate to say this. I believe it's a chimpanzee's bite is 150 times stronger than a human's.
My God. Mm. That's why when they go fucking literally ape shit.
Yeah.
They destroy people. Remember the one that bit off that woman's face?
Exactly. Yeah.
She was on Oprah or whatever.
Yeah, would you, Hawk?
I'm not going to comment on that. So, anyway, there you go. That was a wide-ranging podcast. See, I brought shit for the after party this time.
That was very good, Hogs.
Still can't get this thing monetized.
Oh, boy.
How about by the way? We have... It obviously changes all the time. We have two of the top 46 podcasts in the company.
I saw that, man. That's pretty crazy.
It is crazy. And there's been weeks in the past where we've had both in the top 20.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. When that Maddie guy a couple years ago came in, both the After Party podcast and the regular podcast were both top 20 in iHeart. And the only ones we were losing to were like Seacrest, Bobby Bones, Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
Just like the major syndicated radio shows. Otherwise, we were right behind all the big shots.
Basically, shows that you can't listen to live as they're happening.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, which is always the astounding thing for me is how many people, and thankful, I'm grateful, obviously, is how many people are listening live because the ratings are great, and thank you for that. But there's a lot of people who listen to us after the show's already been heard as well. Crazy.
But I like the guy that tweeted that out because it was some random room that just was looking through the iTunes charts or whatever.
Nice,
and saw that we were like 24. fourth and 46th or whatever it was, something like that.
Yeah.
And he even pointed out that the ones that were all at the top are the ones that are getting promoted, like Missing in Alaska. Like, I think his point was promote the power trip a little bit more. Maybe 20 and 40 end up being like 3 and 6 or something. Like, why don't you put a little effort behind this and get us to the top? We probably could. And by the way, that was a shot at iHeart, not the listeners.
Yeah. Word of the day is pass.
Pass. Hard pass.